Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Monday morning, this week is National Teen Safe Driving Week. You know, crashes are still the leading cause of deaths among teens, and Ford is doing all that it can to help make sure that new drivers are safe drivers. Joining us right now, Driver Assist Technology Senior Engineer at Ford, Mike Lopez. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Safe driving among teens is important to you because of your line of work. And you also, as I understand it, have a teen driver in your home, right?
I do. My son has his learner's permit. And pretty soon comes the time when I hand him the keys and send him on his way. And like all parents, you know, I'm scared out of my mind.
I bet you are.
But it's a reality. That it's a reality of, like, any child, you know, who's growing up. To let go.
Yeah, and to make sure that they are a good, safe driver. And I know that Ford has done a lot to ensure that teens have everything they need to know to be safe. Isn't that right?
We are. We actually have, let me just say, I'm really glad about this week. This is teen safety or driver safety is something I do at the Ford Motor Company all year.
Mm-hmm.
And once, you know, for 1 week, get to talk about it, which is exciting for me. We have basically three areas where, three features, I guess you would say, that try to keep teens and others safe. And the first is the Co-Pilot 360, which is a suite of technologies that includes the automatic emergency braking with pedestrian detection, and blind spot information system, and then our lane keeping system. So the automatic braking system with pedestrian detection looks out, you know, the front of the vehicle with a camera, similar to the camera that you have in your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And if it sees, you know, you're about to hit something or something's in your way or something, you know, gets in front of your vehicle unexpectedly, it'll warn you with a authoritative beep. And then if you don't brake, we'll actually brake the vehicle for you up to the full braking power of the vehicle. And then we have lane departure warning, which kind of, if you drift out of the lane, which we all tend to do once
mm-hmm.
in a while,
sure,
it'll give you a warning. Yeah, it'll give you a warning by nudging, vibrating the steering wheel a little bit. And then if you continue to drift, we'll actually nudge you back into the lane. And then there's the rear view camera, which helps. So we kind of try to look at 360 degrees to try to kind of look out for you.
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah,
I was just gonna say those are great tools. I mean, obviously you can't rely entirely on technology to be safe, but for a young driver especially, this kind of helps boost their confidence while they're behind the wheel, doesn't it?
It does exactly that, you know. You're completely right. You know, when my dad handed me my keys for the first time, he said, you know, I was going to be on my own. He said, Mike, you know, your one job is to pay attention to your driving 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And that's still true today. It's just, you know, there's nothing more important than the driver's mind and paying attention and being careful.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking the other day, I haven't had an accident in 25 years, knock on wood. You know, and, you know, as we grow older, we get more cautious and all that. But unexpected things happen. So these technologies are meant to, you know, kind of have your back.
Right.
You know, if something unexpected happens. Yeah.
Yep.
So the second technology is, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to go ahead with the second one. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called MyKey, and it's on all Ford vehicles. And what you can do is you can program the key that you would give to your teen, which would allow you to set a maximum speed for the vehicle. You can set the radio volume. And then, for instance, one of the features is if they don't put their seatbelt on, the radio won't come on. So, you know, I can see myself saying, I'm not turning the radio on until you put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
So when I do hand my son the keys in a little while, a little bit of my coaching is going to go along with him. So that helps, you know, to bridge the gap.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then the last one, go ahead.
Yeah, the last one is what we have, driving for life. We usually do this on the test track, team driving for life, and parents can go on Ford.com and sign their children up or teams up for their, for our driving, clinic that we have. And we work on things like hazard recognition, you know, what is dangerous, vehicle handling, you know, when I actually press the brakes, how hard can I press the brakes? A lot of times we show that you can press the brakes a lot harder than you thought, you know, if there's something coming up. You know, I've talked with a couple of state police, and they often say that when they do accident, you know, with my job at Ford at the test track, that the person could have braked harder before, you know, an accident, even a fender bender. So we show how brakes can work and how effective they can be. This year, of course, we're doing it virtually because of COVID. So, again, parents can go on Ford.com and just type in driving skills for life. And with their teens, they can take a look at all these different skills, vehicle handling, speed management, et cetera, stuff like that. And it gives another tool for them to talk to their teens about safe driving.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best thing we can do as parents is to set a good example, right?
Oh, isn't that true? You know, I, you know, even, you know, when I'm coming up to a yellow light or something, you're trying to make a decision, you know, I try to think about, you know, my kids are watching me all the time. And boy, it's really important to just drive as you want them to drive and set by example, because your driving example speaks much louder to them than anything you could ever say.
Yeah, absolutely. National Teen Safe Driving Week this week. Mike, where can people go for more information?
Again, it'll be Ford.com, and then once you get to Ford.com, there's a search engine there where you could put in Ford Copilot 360 or My Key or the Ford Driving Skills for Life. And it's right there on Ford.com.
All right, great stuff. Hey, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
You bet, Paul. I'm glad to do it. It's nice when people ask engineers what they do, because sometimes it gets a little technical, and we're happy to talk about it. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it very much, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.